Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, yeah, I wanna shoot, baby, shoot.
Ooh, how you doing, baby? Shoot. No, not you. Ooh, you, shoot. The bow-legged one. Yeah, what's your name?
Shoot.
Damn, baby, that sounds sexy.
Here I go again, girl, man. What's my weakness?
Man.
Okay, then chillin', minding my business.
Word.
You thought I looked around and I couldn't believe this. I swear, I stand, my niece, my witness. The brother had it going over something kinda, wicked, had to kick it. I'm not shy, so I ask for the distance. I hope no, that don't make me see what I want, slip, fly to it swiftly. Felt it in my hip, so I dip back to my bag of tricks. Then I flip for a tip, made me wanna do tricks. Gonna lick them like a lollipop should be licked. Came to my senses and I chill for a bit. Don't know how you do the voodoo that you do so well. It's a spell, hell, makes me wanna shoot. You're packed in your sack, especially in the back. Brother, wanna thank your mother for a butt like that. Can I get some fries with that shake booby? If looks could kill, you would be an easy over. Gun bang, what's up with that thing? I wanna know, how does it hang? Straight up, wait up, hold up, Mr. Lover. Like Prince said, you're a sexy mother. Well, I like them real wild. B-boy style by the mile. Smooth black skin with a smile. Bright as the sun, I wanna have some fun. Come and give me some of that yum yum chocolate chip honey dip. Can I get a scoop? Baby, take a ride in my coupe. You make me wanna.
Edition of Spirit of Talk. We took a little bit of a break here because we wanted to build up the anticipation, because we know we had our fans clamoring off, you know, the phones were ringing off the hook. It was just people were like knocking on my door, when is Spirit of Talk coming back? We need the Spirit of Talk to come back. Well, your prayers have been answered. Your writing campaign, your GoFundMes have been answered, and we are back, folks. Spirit of Talk is back, so welcome.
Ooh.
Woo! So how is everyone doing tonight?
I've been better, but I'm pretty good.
That's good.
Yeah, that's Carrie. That's feeling good. Melissa was over there stopping out too.
I'm good.
Shoop. I was trying to figure out the song to play for tonight. Like, man, I
was wondering who came up with that.
Yeah. I was trying to
I should have known you.
Trying to download some songs. Oh, here, look, guess who's joining us? My partner in crime. Angie Ponca is here.
Whoa, the crowd goes wild.
Woo! Angie.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
Hi, Angie.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm currently stuffing my face, so if you hear chomping, that's what it is.
I think what Carrie said, she has had GoFundMe. No,
GoFundMe.
I wish I had a GoFundMe.
No, I did DoorDash.
DoorDash.
Yum.
Yeah. So we went to Chili's for dinner tonight, and we ended up not eating anything when we were there.
Wow.
So we're just, I don't know, we picked out on the appetizers. Which tends to happen when you have
that.
The appetizer. Yeah. So I ordered. That's the thing. You order an appetizer so good. Or when you go to someone's house and they have like great hors d'oeuvres and then they get mad when you don't eat their actual dinner. I'm like, I'll stuff in my face with your hors d'oeuvres. You want me to eat your dinner? Don't put up good snacks.
Right.
My aunt will do that. Yeah, she'll put out these great snacks, and then she'll have this huge dinner, and then be like, we'll be upset when we don't eat anything. You sure you want any more? No, I was full before I got even.
I'm good.
Yes, exactly.
She does have good snacks, though.
Yeah, she's a definitely a master snack maker.
We may have to meet the master snack first.
Here we go. Mm-hmm. I may have get her to cater an event at the cabin.
That'd be good too.
So how have you guys been? How are your holidays
busy.
And everything?
Very busy.
It's been a while since I've seen you. Man.
I've been going through a little bit of a roller coaster ride, but we're good.
Well, I'm glad you're doing better. Hopefully we'll be seeing you girls at the cabin on the 8th of February for the no, Carrie, you're not gonna be there. Aren't you being on vacation or something?
Yes, we'll not be there. We will be going to a condo in Massanutten.
Ooh, nice.
Well, we'll miss
you.
That's for sure. So we'll be having other stuff going on.
So you definitely have to like do a live for me, you know, take pics.
Oh yeah, definitely. Are you gonna go to Edgewood next weekend?
Yes. I'll be there. Melissa, are you coming?
I possibly can. I'm not sure yet. Everything with me depends on my boys and who's got my car.
Well,
yeah, I'm with you there except for who's got the car. So I'm not ready to deal with that who's got the car thing yet.
Hmm.
Right.
Me neither. Me either, and my children aren't either, so we're good.
It's their world, and I just exist in it.
Yeah.
I know how that is. Well, I'm not going to be able to make it next week. Angie's working, so I'll be at home with the kids. But be sure to take a lot of pictures for me. And
absolutely.
I definitely miss you guys, and I know Angie misses you guys too.
No, I feel like I haven't seen y'all in forever.
Because you haven't seen them.
It's definitely been since last year, but.
It would have been. I haven't seen you since Dennis's cookout.
Oh, so yeah, that was a hot minute ago.
Yeah, we got some things in the works, though. We got some investigations coming up we'll probably try to be at in the future. Plus, I've got a team I got to meet on Saturday at the cabin too. So, probably for the best, I'm not there with you guys at Edgewood. But I know you guys are going to do an awesome job. So I can't wait, to hear about it.
We will do our best.
Hell yeah, I know you will. I know Angie and I started playing this game. Would you rather? during one of our shows. It was our Supernatural News night, and it was a slow night for Supernatural News. We wanted to try something different. So I don't know where I heard it from, where I heard about it, but somewhere I got the idea to play this, to look up these would you rather questions, and they're pretty interesting, and they make for a good conversation starters. So I figured, since you know it's four of us and we can't really see each other, so we don't know who's going to talk when. We could try going in order. I think I'm going to let Angie ask the first question, and then Melissa asks the next question. So when Angie asks, Melissa answers first, and then Carrie, then me, and then you know basically the person who asked the question, the next person in line answers it. Does that make sense?
Yes.
I'm a little confused.
All right. All right.
Me too, but let's just smile and nod.
So Angie asked the first question. Then Melissa, you go next. And then Carrie would answer next, and then me. So then Melissa would ask the next question. And then Carrie would answer, and then me, and then Angie. And then, you know, Carrie would ask, and I would answer, you know. So tell you what, I will tell you an answer.
Just know your buddy.
That works.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, it's just a constant chain. So
I'm you can't see me, but I'm nodding and bobbing. Okay, all right.
All right, I'll just say, Carrie, when it's your turn to answer. Does that sound good?
All right, so let's start.
Yes,
so I'm first. Review question.
Right here.
Here, you take that, and I'll...
Take it out your way. I'm pig out here, guys.
Go ahead.
Let's see. All right. Oh man. All right, this is an interesting one. I thought you said I had to do funny questions. This one's not very funny, but I like it, so I'm gonna do it anyway. I'm breaking the rules already. All right. Would you rather be able to see 10 minutes into your own future or 10 minutes into the future of anyone but yourself?
Melissa answers first.
I would rather see 10 minutes in someone else's future.
Nice.
I would like maybe
how about you, Carrie?
My kids.
I would rather look into someone else's future. I really don't think I want to know when I'm going to die, you know.
Yeah.
No, you're not going to die. It's just 10 seconds.
Well,
yeah,
you don't ever know.
Because then you're going to see yourself die and you don't have time
to
stop it.
It's 10 minutes, not 10 seconds.
Right.
It is 10 minutes, still.
Yeah. So when the car's coming, it hits you in 10 minutes, you know not to be in that situation where the car's going to hit you.
Right?
Yeah.
So,
I get it.
I mean,
the first thing that came to my mind was seeing into my own future.
Really?
Just because, you know, yeah, I don't know. I like to, like I said, like I like to know what's going to happen next. And if it is constant, like say I pick Rihanna, and something's gonna. I mean, I don't know.
I really don't think it's saying that you have to pick one other person. Like I think it's saying like you'd be in a situation and you can look around and see like 10 minutes into everybody's future except for yourself.
Okay.
Yeah, that would be good. I don't want to see myself.
I still
don't I'm with y'all.
Ryan's
on this boat by himself. Because
yeah.
I wouldn't want to see into my own future. Because you can also kind of pick up things of what's going to happen to you by looking at other people's future. You can see kind of.
That's true.
You know, what you would do. Because you know yourself. You just don't know others.
Absolutely true.
All right, Melissa, you're up.
Oh, man. I am looking at all these questions, and I want to ask all of them. So
I know. It's so hard, isn't it?
Some of them are quite funny. Let's see. Would you rather be in jail for a year or lose a year off your life?
I think that was...
Oh, wait.
Who answered
now?
That would be... Carrie answers first.
Okay.
I don't think I would rather spend a year in jail. I need all the lives I can get. All the
I think I would take a year off my life.
Yeah, I would take a year off my life.
I'd spend a year in jail. I could touch people in jail. You know, I could find out why they're there and maybe make a difference. It wouldn't just be a year lost.
You could touch people in jail.
I mean, a lot of them are there for touching other people.
Okay.
I
could
touch them in a different way.
You want to touch people in jail?
Yeah, some people enjoy that.
She wants to reach out and help someone.
There you go.
Yeah.
And then he might take a year off her life.
Yeah. Right.
You might get screwed either way.
Bear look at it. Found like in like a hospital, a nursing home with Alzheimer's or something like that. An extra year at the end is not going to make a big difference to me.
That's
I don't
not
know about it anyway, so I'll be still. Old and see now.
I'll be old and grumpy.
Right, Carrie.
What's one less? One
exactly.
less year.
Okay, let's see. Oh, this is one. Would you rather live on the beach or in a cabin in the woods?
Man, I think that's Mike. What's the answer first? And I would, honestly, man, that's tough. I think I'd be sick of the beach if I lived there, but
you
I would not be sick of the cabin in the woods. I'll say a cabin in the woods.
Whose turn is it to answer?
Well, sorry. Yeah, it's my sister called.
Whose turn is it next?
It's my turn to ask.
No, but we all have to answer.
Oh, that would be you?
Me?
Yeah.
I think I would definitely pick the woods. Just because it would be a toss-up.
Yeah, I said woods, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to say the beach. And maybe just because I'm afraid of the woods, unless it's the cabin. But I'm going to say the beach.
Well, I'm going to say a cabin in the woods. I'm more cabin-y and woodsy than I am for the beach.
Sand gets annoying after a while.
I'm good with that. I want to be a woods bum instead of a beach bum.
All right. This is my question. Would you rather give up all drinks except for water or give up eating anything that's cooked in an oven?
I'm going to need
you
to repeat
drink
that,
water,
Ryan.
would you rather give up all drinks except for water or give up eating anything that was cooked in an oven?
Oh, my goodness.
Is that to me?
That would be to Angie answers first, yeah.
Oh. And
then
I would
Melissa
definitely
Carrie.
Give up all drinks except for water because I've done that before and it really wasn't that hard.
I agree. That would be my choice.
As I'm sitting here drinking my strawberry limeade.
How about you, Carrie?
Yeah, me and my root beer.
I would have to give up anything baked and cooked in an oven. I just can't do water 24/7.
I mean, you can be cook. You can cook. Still cook stuff in the microwave, and you know, and there's air fryers
right.
Now. There's different ways to cook things.
You got the grill.
I mean, ovens
the
are.
Smoker.
Ovens are kind of old news.
You can bake a cake on the
so,
grill. So yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, I would have to say I was actually go for water, but now that you mentioned that stuff, I think I will. I will go and give up anything. Anything that was cooked in an oven. Are there other ways
to
cook things?
Yeah.
So, You're next, babe.
I'm next.
You're next.
All right, let's see what we got.
All right, next.
I'm ready to order now. I'm confusing myself here.
Would you rather be able to control animals but not humans with your mind, or control electronics with your mind?
Ooh.
That would be Melissa answering.
Oh, gee. Electronics, because I want my animals to be themselves, but I'd like to tell my TV volume to turn up or, you know, light on. So I'm going to say electronics.
All right, Carrie, you're up.
I'm going to say animals. You know, they can't really talk to me to tell me what they need. I could read their mind. It would be great. Hey, Mom, I got a bellyache.
But is it, is it reading their mind or controlling them?
Like Aquaman sending signals to the giant whales to help him out.
The question stated mind control, but I guess
control.
I don't know.
Well, if I had to choose between mind control, I think I would go with electronics also.
Yeah, I'm going to be the mean one in this group. I'm going to say I would like to control animals. I think that would be so cool to, like,
you'd have birds flying into windows constantly.
I would not do that. I would be having an eagle drop off like a Budweiser for me, and you know, or if I need to help, if I could like use, I could use animals to fight.
So
crime.
You would use birds to shoplift for you? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, out of my refrigerator.
Lassie was only on TV.
Yeah.
But I mean, do you imagine like having that superpower to be able to control animals and they help you out and you can fight crime with birds? Like, that's awesome. Have a rhinoceros.
I'd still go with electronics. I'm with her. I don't want to get up and turn on my TV. I want to be like TV
animals.
On.
Yes.
Up.
Volume down, like clap on. Clap off.
Yeah.
Yes.
There's a remote control. You can do that now with the Google Home.
Okay. Do you know how long it's been since we've had a remote for our TV because of our baby? No longer
or
we have to worry
batteries.
About the child hiding the remote.
Yeah, but then it would be like trying.
Yeah,
to,
batteries. That's a good point.
Trying to fight with our minds. So you said change the TV.
Oh, I would win.
I don't know.
I can't.
This eagle dropping a beer. I'd like to see that.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't want to be sitting next to you when you open that beer.
Can you just imagine just sitting middle of the mountains and like the eagle flies and lands on your arm. He looks at you.
Falcon.
You look at him.
It's still shaking.
He gives you a high five. With his wing, gives me a high wing.
Oh my god!
That'd be awesome. That would be awesome. All right, Curry, what you got for us?
Me?
That's you.
Let's see here. Would you rather be unable to have kids or only be able to conceive? One couplet.
Okay, so repeat the question, please.
Would you rather be unable to have kids or only be able to conceive quintuplets?
Oh, Lord.
God, unable to have kids. Unable to have kids. Because I know if that happened,
team.
I'd be wishing I took the other. The other wish.
Whose turn is it?
It's your turn to answer.
I would want quintuplets. Every day, all day. It would be hard, but the joy of having kids is just You know, it makes it worth it at the end of the day. And plus, we might be famous.
That's true. We could have a TV show.
We could definitely have a TV show.
So let's see. So Melissa, what'd you do?
I'm having the football team. I drive a bus. Take them all. I definitely want children.
How about you, Carrie?
That's me. I would definitely have the quintuplets. Definitely be hard, but worth it.
Let's see.
Is it your turn to ask?
My turn, yeah. Then it's your turn.
Wait, I feel like, did we skip somebody?
You said,
you
Carrie, you asked
me.
A question about the,
Yeah,
oh,
I
did?
Knew somebody got skipped. I was like, that doesn't feel right.
Oh, sorry.
Best laid plans.
Okay.
Yeah,
when you're
right.
Scheduled.
All right, Melissa, you're up.
All right. My question is, would you rather have all traffic lights you approach be green or never have to stand in a line again?
What do you think, Carrie?
Never stand in line again. Hate lines.
Yeah, I'm with Carrie. Yeah, the lights don't bother me, but I can stand in a really long line. Especially at King's Dominion or something.
You can't stand in a line for 2 seconds.
I know. That's why I'm doing that one. Not the traffic light one.
Yeah, I think in a car, like, I've got my music to keep me entertained and, you know, watching, you know. But as far as waiting in a line, I can stand it, but I'd rather give that up.
Me too.
I would love to bypass that.
You can't do any that we did on our show.
I don't remember which one. We knew this one, did you? Did we?
No, we didn't do that one.
Would you rather the aliens that make first contact with us be robotic or organic?
Ooh.
That's you first, Angie.
I don't think it matters. I wouldn't rather either. I mean, I guess I would rather them be organic because robotic means that somebody else is controlling them or something's controlling them from afar, and organic means that they have the ability to make their own thoughts or decisions regardless of whether they're doing something they've been told. So I would rather think that they're have the ability to be genuine. So I'd go with organic. Robotic is just a little too fake.
Yeah, me too.
I agree. I agree with Angie, 100%.
Mm-hmm. Me too, organic, because robots are harder to kill. What if they're evil aliens?
I'm envisioning. All I see is, like, Terminators everywhere.
Right.
That's kind of scary.
Yeah. That's the future, too. That's not even alien. That's, like, future technology.
Yeah. So they said in 96.
Oh, man. That was a good year.
Yeah.
Yes, it was.
So did Carrie say? What did Carrie say? Is she for the organic or robotic aliens?
I think we were organic across the board,
yeah.
I think. Right? Everybody was organic?
Yes.
All
that? Yes.
All organic.
Okay. Organic makes me think like plants for some reason, not like animals.
People.
Yeah.
Ooh, this one's a pretty good one.
Number 8?
No, what's number 8? No, I don't like that question. Number 8.
Don't take number 20.
Okay, let's see. I guess this is a pretty good one. Would you rather spend the rest of your life with a sailboat as your home or an RV as your home? Let's see.
Melissa.
Yeah, Melissa goes first.
Oh, my gosh. Can I spend half of my life with the sailboat and then half with the RV?
Yeah.
Because I really want to travel. Okay, then I pick RV because I want to travel and see different sites and, you know, can't do all that on a sailboat.
Yeah, it's definitely harder.
Mm-hmm.
Carrie?
I'm just going to go with RV. You know, what if a hurricane comes and wipes you out?
Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It could be a short life.
Right.
Yeah.
That's you.
I mean, I've got to go for the
and
RV.
Then you would definitely
want to
see 10 minutes of
the
future.
The...
Yeah. For that.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe I shouldn't go with that storm.
Yeah. I think there are RV across the board on this one because I would much rather, you know, be able to invite people in that I meet rather than, hey, you want to come down to the water and get on my sailboat?
I mean, people do
get
have
seasick.
People do have house boats. It's your house.
Well, yeah, I know people.
Not your permanent, like, where to stay forever.
Yeah, I know people who have lived on a sailboat, like, and they actually had 3 kids, and she homeschooled. She, her 4th baby she had when I was a nurse in labor and delivery. And,
Well, there. We should be,
yeah, they know. They all lived on the sailboat, and they just sailed around to different places.
Would be less cramped in an RV.
It depends on how big your RV is, man. Have you seen those ones that are just, like, little itty-bitty?
Well, I mean, if I'm a dude, it'll be nice. It'll be nice.
You're going to have to learn how to drive. I can't be driving all the time.
Well, we'll be taking the back road. It's like we do.
Yeah, definitely. I think we're all RV there.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Melissa, I'm not skipping you this time.
Is it Melissa
that's
doing
number
20?
Is it my time to... Yes.
It's your time to shine, Melissa. Make a count.
Okay. Would you rather see what was behind every closed door or be able to guess the combination of every safe on the first try?
Oh, wow.
Oh. Ooh, that's tough.
All right, so
yes.
Carrie gets to answer first, but I know my answer for this one.
Me too.
Could you repeat it for me?
What? Okay. Would you rather see what was behind every closed door, or be able to guess the combination of every safe on the first try?
I think I would like to see behind every closed door.
Sorry, we're dealing with the dog here. So what was that? What did you say?
She said every closed door, right? That's what you said? You'd like to see behind every closed door?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Sorry, we had stuff going on. You know, teenagers, dogs, and...
Yeah.
Hey,
no,
sorry.
Yeah.
I know you can hear me.
So I think I'd rather, you know, do every closed door.
Really? Because I saw you going the other way.
I mean, why would I need? The only reason I would need to unlock a safe is if I'm trying to rob somebody, which I'm not going to try to do. So,
liar.
I think that would be, especially if there, what if there's something paranormal going on behind a closed door? I could see it.
Okay, here's my question for the question though.
All right.
All right. So, do you have to see behind every closed door, because then I might see some things that I don't want to see. Then I might look at every safe. So I was going to go with be able to guess the combination of every safe, because that not only helps me, it can help other people. Because somebody could be struggling to get in their safe, I'd be like, oh, yeah, that's all right. The combination is blah, 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 blah. Whereas I might get scarred looking behind every closed door.
I mean, looking behind every closed door, you might find a murderer and be able to say, hey, I know who did that.
What, you mean run the other way?
Yeah. Well, it's like the...
Call 911?
Like,
I'd be calling 911 while I was running.
Time thing. So, well, I think it just depends on how often you can you're able to use a power. If you can use it when you want to, or is it like you can't help yourself? You know.
Right.
So I think is it Carrie's turn now?
With Ange, Melissa, yeah, it's me.
All right.
Thing I'm running into is about animals.
I know.
Would you rather wake up every morning with a new $100 bill in your pocket, but not know where it came from, or wake up every morning with a new $50 bill in your pocket and know where it came from?
Who answers this one first?
I do.
You do.
And it's a $100 bill. Every time. Every single time.
Why? Is it because it's more money?
Yeah.
Really? Yeah, that's the only reason why it's $100 is because it's more money.
Yeah.
But what if that $100 bill came from a child that had been saving up and they lost it so it magically appeared in your pocket? Like, what if you literally are taking money from children?
Well, I'm not taking money from children.
But you know, you wake up knowing where it comes from. Could you live with yourself?
Yes.
So yeah,
I have no idea where it came from.
But you do know it's $100 and no.
You're making up some weird
story
about some
kid. Read the question again.
Would you rather wake up every morning with a new $100 bill in your pocket, but not know where it comes from?
Yeah.
Or wake up every morning with a new $50 bill.
And know where it came from.
Oh, so it was more money and you still don't know where it came from?
Yeah.
Man, that's crazy. They need to reverse that.
I mean, so I would definitely, I would be okay with taking $100 and not know where it came from.
Yeah, I'm sure you would.
Absolutely.
I mean, you can make up some weird story about some kid losing $100 magically disappearing. But
if you knew where it came from, would you still take it?
But also it says new $100 bill.
Guys, it's
could
a gift
from a drug
to us either way.
$100, and that little kid can earn the money again.
Right. You know what? See, that's why God put us together, so karma doesn't kill you.
Hey, you gotta make up a story about the little kid.
Because I'm just saying, you were so quick to jump on that $100, but I did think that the $100 that you knew where it came from. But if I knew that the money came from like some poor kid that lost it or whatever, I couldn't.
Yeah, but that's not part of the question. Poor kid in that question at all?
But it says you know where it came from.
That's the $50 bill.
Okay,
and
the
poor kid.
But look,
saving.
Okay, Timmy has an answer. We have a guess. What is Timmy's answer?
Okay. Take the 100, but then split it into 50 and give the other 50 to someone else who needs it.
That's a good. I like that.
So you
that's my girl.
I wake it up.
You get money, but
you know Ryan ain't
going
to give it to nobody.
Yeah, if I wake up every day with $100 bill, I'll give at least $50 to somebody. Once a month.
Yeah.
Once a year.
All right.
I don't mean to shoot my own horn, you know, but I'd split the money.
I think $100 bills every morning. I'd give them away.
Yeah,
how about
absolutely.
You, Angie? What would
no,
you do?
It's not my turn. I guess it is my turn. I mean, I would take not knowing where the money came from, no matter how much it is. Because, like I said, my conscience, I would feel so horrible if I knew where that money came from and it was a bad situation.
Mom, you would cry and try to find the person and return it.
Yes, you are right, Kim. Yeah. All right.
How about
so
you,
let's see. Let's Carrie and Melissa. Let's see where they go with this.
The question says, either way, we're going to wake up with either a 50 or a 100. So I'm going with Ryan, and I'm taking the $100 because even if I knew where the $50 came from, it was given to me. It doesn't say in the question, you know, what you need to do with it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So I'm taking, I'm sorry. I'll spread the wealth, but I'm taking 100.
Yeah. How about you, Carrie?
I'm taking the 100.
Yeah, I mean, that's, I mean, that's kind of a dumb question anyways. who would want to take the $100 bill? That way, and plus, if you don't know where it's coming
you
from.
You said who would.
Who wouldn't want to take the $100 bill? Because especially if you don't know where it's coming from.
Right.
You know, maybe I can make up in my mind a scenario with some poor kid living on the streets. His last $100 bill magically appears in my pocket.
You know, you can make fun of me all you want to, but I know you would take that $100, you would put it in your pocket and not think twice about it.
I mean,
I would track down that poor little homeless kid.
If I find a $100 bill on the street, you know, I'm not going to be running around trying to find a person who lost it. If I find something in the mall, I'll take it to the lost and found, but, you know.
We're all taking
the $100 bill. All right, this is a good question I got for you. All right. Would you rather be an average person in the present or a king of a large country 2,500 years ago?
Is that to me?
Yeah, that would be to Angie first,
and
then Melissa, then Carrie.
I think I would rather, I'd rather be an average, would you rather be an average person in the present? I'd rather be an average person in the present. I mean, things were really messed up 25,000 years ago, or 2,500 years ago. No, thank you. I'm happy with the technology that we have. I'm happy with being an average person. I don't need to be a king and responsible for all that craziness.
Right. Off with their head.
Yeah.
All right, Melissa.
I would rather be an average person because some of the reasons Angie said, and plus the question didn't say, like, I mean, because it's now. So if I was king that many years ago, I mean, people would only just be reading about you, whether it was good, whether it was bad. I would just rather be where I am today because I got my family. I got, you know, everything that I got now. I'd rather just be an average Joe in today's world.
All right. How about you, Kimberly? So you have to say, then go to Carrie.
I want to be an average Joe.
All right. Average Joe's winning out. How about you, Kimmy?
Just be average because, I mean, that's kind of what I am today, and I'm perfectly happy like that. Plus, it's like, what, like 2,000 years ago or something?
2,500 years ago.
You wouldn't really be happy with your life because you would already have everything, and so you wouldn't really be happy with anything. And I couldn't really be myself because back then LGBTQ was more hated. But anyway, I don't know. It's just better today.
Yeah, I'm with you guys. I'm gonna stay with. I'd stay maybe average. Average Ryan. I can't. It wasn't good living back then. Especially, you know, like I said, Angie said, everything's worn out. You know, all the wars and everything, people killing each other over land and stuff. It'd just be too much of a headache.
Is it my turn to pick a question? Whose turn is it?
It's Angie's turn.
I kind of just randomly pop up and just include myself.
Let's see. Oh, man.
24.
Yeah, yes. That's a me kind of question right there. What do you think? All right, hold on. All right. Would you rather have all of your clothes fit perfectly or have the most comfortable pillow, blankets, and sheets in existence. Let's see. Raya, Melissa.
Oh, boy. I don't think any clothes fit perfectly or feel
the whole game,
very comfortable. So I'm going to say the sheets and blankets.
Yeah. All right. Let's see now, Carrie.
Absolutely the most comfortable pillow, sheets and blanket.
Yes.
So for Kristen, who just entered the room, the question is, would you rather have all your clothes fit perfectly or have the most comfortable pillow, blankets, and sheets in existence?
That's really a question, though.
Yeah, it is a question. I just asked.
Comfortable pillow and blankets and sheets in existence.
Yeah, Kristen says the most comfortable pillow, blankets, and sheets in existence. How about you, Kimmy?
Could be the pillows and sheets and stuff.
You already have a hard enough time getting out of bed. I'll never get you out of bed.
Yeah, for real. I like sleep. Like, sleep is the most precious thing on the planet. So, you know, you guys know I would go with the blankets.
Yeah.
There's nothing better than the perfect pillow. Like, that pillow and a nice warm blanket.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
I'm
thank
with you,
Jesus. It's heaven. It's heaven.
Give me the blankets and the sheets.
But you really don't like clothes.
I don't care. I mean, I don't care if my clothes fit that great. I mean, honestly, fit. They have to fit perfectly. Honestly, fit kind of. So, you know, so I am perfectly good. How about, so Melissa is next, I believe, right? You asked
last
question.
Okay. Would you rather live until you are 200, but look like you are 200 the whole time, even though you are healthy, or look like you are 25? All the way until you, die at the age of 65.
Oh, man.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I didn't read that one through.
But hey,
die at 65, though, that's like, I don't know, that's young.
You gotta carry.
That's kind of young.
Right
now.
Yeah, it's really young.
What would you look like when you turn 200, though? I mean, how?
Like,
I know.
The same way you would, because it looked like 200. Didn't it say you'd look like 200 the whole entire time? So
mm-hmm.
You, I guess your looks would change.
So right now, I look like
right.
I'm 200?
Mm-hmm.
It said 200 and healthy, right?
Yes, yes, but be healthy the whole time.
Yeah, I picked that one.
I'm not going to feel like I'm tired.
You look good. All right.
What about you, Kristen?
Can she just get Botox? Make yourself not look 200?
You had a lot of work to do to make yourself not look 200.
That might be against the rules.
You can get a lot of Botox.
So
no.
You want to do
get a lot of Botox.
Yeah,
so,
yep.
God, you would look terrible.
You would look like a walking version of Barbie.
Even worse, I think, if you tried to do that much.
Well,
Botox.
You probably wouldn't be able to smile.
God damn. What do you think, Kimmy?
I wouldn't want to be 200 because that's.
But would you rather die at 65?
Yes.
No.
Okay,
listen. Oh, my God, listen. Choose life.
Oh, my God.
Why do you want to die?
Because. Like, think about it.
Do I need to take you to a counselor?
I mean, no, but no, because think about it. All your friends and, like, everyone you love would probably end up dying before you, and you'd be all alone and sad.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't want to live, because they'd probably live, like, 100 years before you. Like, I wouldn't want to be alone for, like, 100 years.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Like, I would be so lonely.
Yeah. I think I would pick 65 too.
Thank you. We'll die together.
Yeah, I don't want to be dealing with, you know, I don't want to be going to high school looking like I'm 200 years old.
And then if you're past high school, so if you're started now, I don't know.
But then 200 years, I mean, everyone, like you said, Kim, everyone I love.
You know what? Give me my Fuggle book. I don't need people.
You know?
I'm grabbing some pictures.
That's right.
I've
I've got love.
We just had a son. Like, I'm not dying at 65. You just let me live till 200. I'll make RJ sign the same deal with the devil that I signed to do that. And he can live with me.
200 years old, man. That's like... It's like your bones are
very,
you
know,
barely.
I'm good.
You get too weak. I won't be able. Even if you were healthy, your bones would get too weak.
Yeah.
You know what? Stop with the logic.
So 65. I'm still going for 65.
What? Because you're selfish.
I know.
All right.
Is that Carrie's turn?
I think
me.
So. Yes.
Carrie.
Me?
Yes, you.
I think you guys are skipping people again.
I took
Melissa.
Wait,
didn't Melissa just do the last one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Carrie will be next, okay. And then I'm after you.
All right, well, this one's kind of... Would you rather 30 butterflies instantly appear from nowhere every time you sneeze, or one very angry squirrel appear from somewhere every time you cough?
So if you sneeze, 30 butterflies appear, but if you cough, an angry squirrel appears.
So, Ryan, you answer this one first.
Butterflies? I think that would be less dangerous than having an angry squirrel around me.
It also could be fun. Like, you can make it into a game. Like, that's the butterfly.
His squirrel's like nuts, and I have nuts. And I'm hurt. Just saying. All right, Angela.
I go with the butterflies. I go with the butterflies because I think, you know, you could make it into a game.
Right.
Count the pretty butterflies. All right, Melissa.
I am going with the butterflies. Definitely.
Butterflies.
Team butterflies.
Kristen. When you sneeze, have 30 butterflies appear, or when you cough, an angry squirrel appears.
Angry squirrel, because then you can shoot it.
Oh, my.
All right, that's
fair enough. Fair enough.
Have some meat.
Angry and it's going to attack you.
Every time you cough. So if you if you have a coughing fit, like you can't stop coughing, you're like 50 angry squirrels would be coming after you.
Yeah, that'd
be scary. How about you?
I live in the middle.
Kimmy's gonna do the butterfly.
Kimmy.
Butterflies. Especially if like baby clothes, like your favorite kind of butterfly, or like a bunch of different kinds of butterflies came out. That'd just be so pretty.
Yeah, it would be prettier than an angry squirrel.
But they could
sure.
be killer butterflies. Come on, people.
So?
That's worse than a squirrel.
I'd be more scared of an angry squirrel than
a
killer butterfly.
The killer butterfly like lands on you and you poof, be gone.
Just touch it to me.
Did you answer, Angie?
I did.
All right. Last question.
Wait, no, it's it is your turn.
Yeah.
All right.
So, this is the last question to end the night.
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather be forced to dance every time you heard music, or be forced to sing along to any song you heard?
Oh, man.
I believe I would rather be forced to dance every time I heard music because I car dance, I chair dance.
I can dance all the time. See you bobbing your head all the time.
Yeah, see, that just hurts me. Like, that's just making me look like an idiot. If I'm forced to sing with every song I heard, that hurts everybody because they got to listen to me. And this voice ain't perfect.
If you don't know where. And you're like,
making up my own. Yeah, no, let me dance. Then you can close your eyes. But there ain't no closing the ears when I start singing.
How are you, Melissa?
Man, I have to say neither. I cannot dance, and
that's
I cannot sing. So.
That is not an option. You got to pick one.
All right. Well, then you're just going to see a lot of bobbing of my head. That's it.
There
I'll
you
dance.
Go.
I'm team
All right,
dance.
How about you? What about you, Kimmy?
Sing.
Besides, I know she sings all the time anyway, so that's
yeah.
not even...
Plus, like, literally, I could be having a completely normal conversation that a normal human being would have. Someone can say anything remotely close to a song lyric that I know, and I'll start singing that song.
Dancing.
Sometimes it's just dancing and singing.
I'm good for sing, I think.
No.
I'd rather sing along.
See, you're killing everybody there, man.
Hey.
Oh, you're taking
I
us
am
all down
them,
for your problem.
Give them a gift of my voice.
I will move.
I think this was fun.
It was fun.
Yeah.
Yes.
It doesn't seem like it's been an hour for sure.
I know, right?
Yeah.
I think we'll try to do this once a month. That way everyone gives people enough time to you know, get their stuff together, and we'll come back here probably sometime next month. We'll figure out a date when we all can get back together again, and we'll figure out something else to talk about. What do you girls think? What do you think,
yes.
Angie?
Sounds great. Anytime,
awesome.
Guys, just let me know.
So, again, thank you guys for coming on and talking with us tonight, and whoever decided to listen to us tonight. Hope you guys had fun. Thank you, Kimmy and Kristen.
For randomly popping in with no reason.
Yes, for joining us. Thank you, Chester, for, you know, being annoying.
Hey!
And hope everyone has a great night. And we will see you soon. Don't forget, this Monday night, well, Angie's working.
I'll be working.
But I'm talking to Clover Paranormal from all the way from Nebraska.
Nebraska.
For joining me on the freaking awesome show. So if you guys are bored, want nothing else to do, come join me, and we will talk about Goose in Nebraska. So that will be a lot of fun. So,
sounds good
all right,
to me.
I will talk to you guys later.
Good night, everybody.
Bye.
Have
Bye,
a good
guys.
One. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.